Thank you, ladies. Now, if you and I were suddenly able to let go of all of our false beliefs, all of those things that we think about life, about ourselves, and about God, we would never know another moment of lack of any kind. If we were to truly let go and let God work in us and through us, we would immediately begin to prosper beyond our wildest imaginations. If we consciously put God in charge of our finances, in charge of our possessions, our relationships, and all of the things that pertain to us and our lives, we would not recognize our lives in a very, very short period of time. They would be transformed. Our lives would be so much better, so much freer, and more fulfilling than they are right now. And we would not even think we were on the same planet. We might think that we had died and gone to heaven. And in one sense, that is exactly what we have to do. We have to die. We have to die to our old beliefs that God is something that is separate and apart from us. That the intricate complexities of our lives somehow operate apart and separate from Him. We have to stop calling upon God in prayer only when we are needing help with some difficult situation in our lives. God is not like the cosmic old-fashioned operator that helps us make a long-distance connection to our good out there somewhere in the ethers. God is the source of our good, and as the source of our good, is very much involved in every single transaction that we make. The fact that we may not be aware of this truth does not in any way change it. It simply limits the way in which we operate in life. If we realize that God is the source of our good, that He is the foundation of our very being, we are going to think and we are going to act in ways that free us from the limitations that have bound us up in the past and that continue to bind us as the people we are today. In the book of Deuteronomy, we read, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth." God has given us the power to get wealth. We have the ability to think, we have the ability to visualize, the ability to trust, and the ability to act. And with these abilities, we individually create any kind of world that we choose. With the recognition of God as our source and our substance and as the giver of our power to generate abundance, we begin today to lead prosperous and satisfying lives. We can experience a peace and an inner security that lets us enjoy the little pleasures that are so often obscured by our worry and our fear. We can encourage and enjoy the successes of others, and perhaps we can even help them in their understanding that they too live in an abundant universe of unlimited good. Prosperity means many things to many people, and whatever it is to each of us, the recognition of God as our source is the vital thing to make it a demonstration in our lives. So I'd like to ask you, and I've asked you this before, to commit a very simple phrase to your memory. One source, many channels. Four little tiny words, one source, many channels. God is the source of our good, but that good manifests itself through many, many, many different channels. In other words, there is good that comes through our jobs. There is good that comes through our loving relationships. There is good that comes through our family. But these things are just the channels through which our good comes. They are not the source of our good, even though That is what we perceive, and that is what we continue to think. If we own a business and we make a particular client the source of our good instead of God, then one day we may lose that client, and therefore we may live under the impression that we have lost all of our good. But if we know that God is the source of our good, we can lose our client and many more clients for whatever reason. And we can know that that particular channel or those channels were not the source have changed. Another channel for good will open up somewhere, somehow. You know I like to use examples that are easily understood, and I often repeat them, just as I am about to do now. So if you've heard this before, bear with me. So I'd like you to imagine for a moment that I'm holding a very large piece of paper in front of a very bright light. And I take a pen and I poke holes in that paper, and the light streams through. Now suppose that I take a finger or a hand and I place it over some of the holes. What happens? The light streams in through the paper because there is less light channel through which the light may pass. But we know that the source of the light is still there in its full force because the lamp behind the paper still burns just as brightly as it ever did. All that is left for me to do is, well, remove my hand or poke another hole in the paper, and there will be an equal or greater amount of light than shown forth before. The amount of light that shines through the paper is limited only by the number of holes or the number of channels in the paper. There is only one source, one lamp, but there are many channels through which that source of light finds its expression. Our creative abilities are often held hostage to the channels through which the light of prosperity shines in our lives. We mistake the channel for the source. And because of this, we sometimes put ourselves in situations that make for very cramped and even a dishonest lifestyle. It causes us to perform in ways that are both debilitating and demeaning to our highest integrity. When this violation occurs, we cannot truly be prosperous, for as Jesus asked, "What will it profit a man if he gains the world and forfeits his life?" When it looks like our good is threatened in some way, we must get into the habit of remembering the little statement, "Only one source with many channels." We must try to always remember the light behind the holes in the paper. Though the hole is covered for a time, the light still shines. And even though a particular channel of good changes in our lives, God is the source of our supply is still present, always present, and a new channel through which greater good can shine is on its way. Faith, of course, is an integral aspect in the demonstration of prosperity. And so let's take a second or two and look at the relationship that exists between faith and prosperity. When I use the word faith here, I am talking about an attitude of the mind, not necessarily our religious beliefs that we were brought up with. Now, if God is the source of our good, this means that God is always present, everywhere. If God is always present, then why don't we always experience the benefits of His presence? And the answer is very simple. It is because our faith is directed toward the channel rather than the source. When we turn our radios to a certain station on the dial, we know that we are going to pick up a program of a particular radio station. The broadcast that we hear does not originate inside the radio. Our radio is only a receiver. It is the channel through which the broadcast can be heard. If our radios were to become dysfunctional, we know that the broadcast signal would still be present. We could get another radio, we could turn it on, and we could tune in to this frequency and then pick up the broadcast. If we did not have faith in that invisible radio signal was present when our radio quit, we would not even bother to turn on another radio. If we thought that the broadcast originated from within our radios, we would think that we had been separated from the good of the program when our radios went on the blink. Our faith causes us to think and act in a certain way. If we have faith that God is the omnipresent source of our good, we are going to respond to the unexpected closing of a particular channel by immediately preparing to see a new one open up. As with the radio, we are not going to waste our time fretting over stopping of one broken receiver. We are going to go into action because we have faith that the signal, the giver of the good, is still present. When you are in a place where you can do it, and any place in any time is a good place to do it, I would ask you to perform a very simple exercise. The exercise is simply to affirm that I am now in the presence of God. Let yourself really tune in to this truth. God is power. God is life. God is light. You cannot see, touch, or taste God, but you can feel God. You can tune into God just as you would tune your radio receiver into a broadcasting frequency. This is an act of faith, an act that immediately puts you in touch with the source of all good. This simple little exercise is what is known as practicing the presence of God. Doing this for just a few moments several times throughout the day will increase your faith and feelings of God's warmth and loving presence. God will move from a difficult, abstract concept to a guiding and prospering companion. You will feel yourself as Paul did, live and move and have your being in God. Instead of being so quick to react in fear and worry, you will feel God's protecting presence wash your fear away like a gentle sea washing over a sandy beach. And more importantly, you will know that your good goes with you wherever you go. You cannot separate yourself from the source of your good. God is the source of your good, and because God is omnipresent, you can never, ever be separated from Him or your good. And here are two simple methods that will help you remember this. Keep in mind the statement, one source, many channels, and remember to pause as often as possible through the day to remind yourself that I am now in the presence of God. It is natural for us to be prosperous. It is natural for us to be happy, and it is natural for us to be fulfilled in our lives. God wants us to flourish with new life and the expectation of new and wonderful opportunities and possibilities. It is possible that we can step outside on a beautiful spring day and know that this is true. Prosperity gushes all around us. Everywhere we look, we see things multiplying, spreading all over the place, holding a beauty and a perfection for all the world to see. And aren't we part of that too? Yes, we are. And the sooner we accept our place in God's abundant scheme of things, the sooner we will demonstrate a life we would not trade with anyone. God is our source. He is the source of our life. He is the source of love. He is the source of prosperity. He is the source of wisdom and strength. The channels will change many times, but our unlimited source of good will never, ever change. Get this truth firmly established in your thinking, and each new day will be filled with an abundance of God and His blessings. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? I'd like you to take a moment to rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either in your lap or at your sides, and close your eyes. Close your eyes and eliminate all of the distractions of the world and rest in the peace and the quiet of this holy sanctuary. Know that God is here, the source of all of life, right here where you are. Take a deep breath in and let that breath out slowly and relax for just a moment. We're letting go. We're letting go of our worries and our fears. We're letting go of our stresses, our concerns, our resentments, our jealousies. We're letting go and we're relaxing and we're being still. Be still and go within to the center of your very being where our Father waits, his arms open with love and peace and all of his goodness. There is but one truth, and that truth is there is but one God, one Father, one Creator of us all. This one is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. This one is perfect and whole, and is in us and with us all. This is the truth of all of life, and it never changes, it never falters, and it never fails. This truth is eternal. The truth of my being is the same as that of my brother, Jesus the Christ. You and I are one, Father, and because this is so, I am the embodiment of all that you are. All that you are is good and perfect and whole. And to the degree that I abide in you and with you, I too am good, perfect, and whole. Open my eyes, Father, that I may see more of the light of truth. Open my ears, Father, so that I may hear only that which is true and good and right. And open my heart, Father, so that I may love freely without judgment or condition. Let me see the light of life, and let me be a channel for goodness, for peace, for joy and love, that the world may experience your goodness and acknowledge that you are the source and the substance of all blessings. For the awareness of the changeless eternal truth of all of life, O most gracious and loving Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you an abundance of all good things. Amen.